As the mighty God Harmony speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I'm presence to bless him. We pour all the feeling we know how of intense devotion to him, that we may keep the door open at all times, by which he can pour forth through us the victory of all the sacred fire he knows we require at this time, to bring that victory everywhere into outer world conditions. Beloved ones of my heart, it is with great joy tonight that it is my privilege to bring to you the increasing activity of the sacred fire, which I want you to have for all that it is my opportunity to accomplish through you. And tonight I wish to speak of the absolute certainty for you all of having all the strength and power of the light that you require at any time to accomplish anything and everything that needs to be done at this time, to hold your victory, your freedom, your protection, your supply ever flowing to you, and to enable you to render the greatest service possible for the nation and the world. Now, no matter what an activity requires, take your stand with me tonight, for the cosmic law has permitted me to supply into you and around you whatever added strength and power of the sacred fire are necessary to strengthen each one of you to the point where you are victorious over every outer world condition. Many times when you face destructive forces of the outer world, you feel you're not equipped or able to hold your own against their destruction. But no matter what you decide that you want to do now in the service of the light to fulfill the great divine plan, know always that through your call to your mighty I Am presence and to me and to the seven mighty Elohim and others of the ascended host, you can be made strong enough at any time to draw all the sacred fire necessary into any condition to enable you to hold mastery over all that is of discord. So if the struggle sometimes seems great and almost more than you can bear, from tonight, never have that feeling again. Because when you call to your mighty I Am presence and to us for the release of all the sacred fire necessary to make you invincibly strong in the power of the sacred fire and invincibly victorious over all else, then there can come to your assistance in ways and means you know not of the release of the inner essence into each of you. That is the inner strength to enable you to hold the outer victory where it seems almost impossible to do it. So never feel that you're not strong enough to hold the power of victory in whatever you need to accomplish. Don't allow yourselves ever to say, well, I'm just not strong enough to do it. I'm not speaking so much of physical things now as I am the facing of the destructive conditions of the outer world against which you need to be like steel. Now, with your call to your mighty I Am presence and all the sacred fire we have offered, you can be made strong enough to conquer anything and everything that you have to face in your onward journey to your freedom. So never feel for an instant that you cannot have all the sacred fire necessary to assist you and to always hold you victorious over every circumstance, over all problems, over all that you are yet to do. And the expansion of this light that brings freedom this time to the whole world. Now, to those who are interested in music, I have some encouraging news for you, for I wish to apply this to each of you who will let it come through to do that which I want to do for you. And I hope it will always bring you very great joy. Thank you, precious ones. When you understand how we can strengthen an individual through the release of the sacred fire through your musical activities, it is like recharging your whole world with more victorious power of accomplishment. Because your music is harmonized energy, it's already harmonized. And so it is a very simple matter for us to charge into that the victory of our sacred fire, to hold that in and around you until the inner essence releases from your own mighty I Am presence, now notice, through the nerves of the physical body. For that is where the inner essence releases, as well as into the brain structure and the mental and feeling world. The release of the inner essence of life is the strength and the power of the light in you to stand against anything that is of human discord and win your victory. And I want you to have that encouragement tonight, for it is one of the services that comes under my direction. For as the harmony is maintained in and around each of you in your feeling world, it enables me more and more to draw the greater power of the sacred fire into you and your affairs for the accomplishment of anything and everything that is constructive. We are trying to strengthen every one of you in every way possible to take you forward in greater and greater victory. But we have to prepare the way. And the preparation is purity and harmony maintained. Then the sacred fire can come in whatever intensity is necessary to manifest your victory without any question, and as you go on, it will come more and more easily each day. This will also have much bearing upon your health. Sometimes when we say the inner essence, your intellect says, well, what's that? And yet it's in you all the time. But your higher mental body is the reservoir in which it is stored. And it can concentrate in and around you more powerfully than you understand. But we must hold about you the focus of the sacred fire while that inner essence is intensifying through your mental and emotional bodies until it becomes anchored into the outer flesh structure. And that is why I said in the beginning that you can be made as strong as you need to be made to conquer anything. Now, once you know of your mighty I Am presence, once you know of your calls to us and your use of the violet consuming flame, there's no such thing as not being capable and able to accomplish anything you attempt to accomplish so long as it be constructive. So every bit of harmony that is in you and your world, I can at all times amplify without limit by the sacred fire victory that is now mine. And the seven mighty Elohim will do the same thing for you. But certain activities of the music come under my direction. And so for the benefit of those who are to receive that blessing and utilize that power, the sacred fire which I'm offering tonight, I assure you, is a very practical help to you and is a strengthening of everything that is harmonious within you and your world. There seems to be difficulty sometimes holding the harmony. Demand the annihilation of anything, and it doesn't matter what it is, that tries to disturb your harmony. And if you call for that powerfully enough, the sacred fire of my flame of victory will follow in and make you the victory for which you call. Now we each of us have offered from time to time more and more the use of this sacred fire. Now there must come within you the realization of its mastery and its strength within you to do anything that is necessary to fulfill the great divine plan. Each of you has a limited opportunity to call to your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host. And there's nothing in the universe that can prevent you sending your love and your call to your beloved I Am presence and to us, even in the midst of anything you do in the outer world. There is no such thing. Since you have come this far in the light, that can interfere with you being made as strong as it is necessary to make you to hold your victory of the light, and that means your freedom in the light. Not only your victory over outer world conditions, but that is the strength of the light that holds your freedom of that light in yourselves and in your affairs. So it is far-reaching, its effect upon you, and it is a wide open door into the release of anything and everything that will bring you freedom and protection, bring you supply, and make you capable of assisting all whom we will bring to you. This will go forth to bless your loved ones. And who can tell me how long it takes for one to respond when I choose to concentrate the sacred fire of my harmony and my love and my victory in and around an individual to accomplish a definite victory? Some of you blessed ones have been calling so intensely for love and help to your loved ones. And those calls are heard, and they will be answered. And I am here tonight to assure you of that and help you to bring about the victory for every life stream for whom it is possible for us to release at this time. So, blessed ones, just to demand harmony isn't all there is to it in your accomplishment of your victory. Try to understand before you start anything that your first duty is to pour your flame of love to your mighty I Am presence and ask for its love and its power and invincible protection and boundless strength of the victory of the sacred fire to come into you and make you strong enough to do what needs to be done. And it will be manifested to you. And in preparing the way ahead, it is well if you want to call the victory of my sacred fire power into a condition to hold the harmony till your victory is complete. Many times when you want to hold harmony, my dear ones, disturbing conditions continually try to annoy you. And if you will understand what I'm doing tonight, in your call for the inner essence of the victory of my sacred fire and my love and harmony of my heart's flame to come in and around you and prevent irritation, prevent aggravation, and prevent anything that is not your victory and your strength to go forward and absolutely master the conditions around you. And through this, you will gain a strength, a confidence, and a mastery that comes in no other way. Your mastery only comes by using the master powers of life. And the master powers of life all abide within the sacred fire. So when you ask for the inner essence of your mighty I Am presence to make you the strength within to conquer everything, then when you ask for the victory of my sacred fire power, of the indestructible harmony to enfold you, your victory is just as absolutely certain as that you make the call. So, blessed ones, feel free at any time to call the victory of my sacred fire harmony ever about yourselves to close out irritation and aggravation and anything that seems to make a struggle for you at this time. We are giving everything possible to help hold purity, harmony, protection, and supply for those under this radiation. And this will help you to hold it for each other as well as for yourselves. So go forward knowing with every fiber of your being that you are all the inner essence necessary to hold invincible harmony and sacred fire victory in everything in your beings and worlds. And I shall establish an outpouring of that to you all at a certain time every day, and as near the noon hour as possible. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? And just remain so. I will not hold you long. This will enable you to have your healings more quickly, and it will enable supply to reach you more easily. This will be a magnet to bring to you everything that you want and to keep closed out the things that have caused your struggle. So, blessed ones, try to flood forth the inner essence into everything in your being and world that is always the strength and the power of victory, because that is a power by which victory manifests. And when you call forth the sacred fire of my harmony to bring victory for you, I shall stand until that victory manifests and the outer becomes filled with the inner essence that is always victory. And the sacred fire compels its manifestation as the harmony is held about you until the momentum is gathered that makes you master of circumstance permanently wherever you go. For once this inner essence is drawn forth in and around you, my dear ones, that becomes the illumination that draws you into your final freedom. Thank you with all my heart, and the victory of my heart's flame of invincible harmony ever stands ready to give you all the strength and protection and assistance you require until your freedom is complete forever. Thank you so much. Beloved, mighty God, Harmony, thank you for your love to us tonight. Thank you for your protection and the harmony of your own heart's flame, victory of the sacred fire. Forever let it be the world around us in which your power can forever hold control. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly from that limitless outpouring of such invincible power and inner essence of mighty beloved victories, sacred fire, heart's control, and harmony indestructible. Clothe us and hold us within the world of its almighty cosmic action for eternity. How we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us now in whatever sacred fire makes us strong enough to hold the invincible victory of the ascended masters wherever we abide. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty God Harmony. We ask you to close out for eternity all that is not the victory of your own heart's flame forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, the limitless, invincible legions of a set of master friends, protectors, and defenders of all of this radiation for eternity. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress all the cosmic sacred fire victory necessary and strength of the inner essence to hold us victorious wherever we abide. Now and forever with full power, and we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, down the far south of the elements. Our beloved Dawn of Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, to beloved God Harmony, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the world-enfolding flame of the invincible victory and sacred fire power of the inner essence of his indestructible harmony, blaze it without reservation till it takes its dominion everywhere and holds command for eternity. And to all who go from the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Keep it expanding without limit with the fullness of every good thing. And make them the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the chains called death. How we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey the heart's end of creation, our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations necessary, and all activities of the sacred fire in cosmic Christ, almighty control, necessary to come into all our physical conditions at this time, and make victorious everything that is constructive, and dissolve all else forever. And we thank thee.